This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Joanne. We were talking about taking some cuttings from a Christmas cactus and starting new ones. Now, one of the things I just wanted to add to that is you don't necessarily have to just put one cutting into one container. You could maybe put three, you know, get a good size and try to get the plant growing decent with it. And that would, you know, using the same rooting powder, same everything. The other thing that works on the plants to help them kind of push some new growth and almost is create like a little humidity dome, making like a greenhouse of it. You can take, you know, a clear plastic bag and take a rubber band and hold the rubber band around the pot. And put the plastic over it, right? Put the rubber band around it to hold it over the pot. It leans on the top of the Christmas cactus, which is fine. But it's going to add humidity in there. And it helps that cutting take root a little bit quicker, right? And you want to do that so it gets about 4 to 6 hours of bright light daily. So that's another thing to do to make it grow quickly or better. Once the, it'll start to grow, you'll start to see new leaf segments start to happen. That's when you know it's really doing well. But it can take anywhere from 3 to 12, 3 to 6, 3 to 8, 3 to 10, 8 to 12, you know, a good amount of time for it to actually completely develop root systems. Okay, you could also do it in water, replace the cutting in the water. Let it sit. The water can start to form, same style as well. And then once it starts to form some roots, you can place it in the ground into a pot. Now, as far as that big Christmas cactus that you have, and by big, I mean that stem that's like an inch and a half thick. And you said there's about 6 or 7 branches that kind of come out and make it look full, but it's not really full, right?
Right. It's all off that one branch.
Okay. So those branches, once you've kind of thinned them out, are going to send out new segments, sometimes one, maybe two, coming out the sides to make it grow wider. And so once those have started to develop and they've formed a few segments, you can start pinching those back a little bit to create a thicker all the way around so it pushes around. Now, it's... you're not really going to get much coming off of the main stem, right? Because it's already done its thing. It's kind of where it's at. So one option would be to upgrade the pot that you have this in and put a couple cuttings on one of the sides of the plant, or maybe, you know, three sides of the plant, so that they can start filling up underneath, filling the plant down there, because the other plant is so tall up here that we're going to make it look like there's multiple, you know, that the whole plant is full all the way around, but it's going to be fuller that way. So that's another option as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I have, how often should I fertilize this, and when should I start fertilizing it, the plant?
So we're not going to fertilize for a while. There's not much you need to do with fertilizer, because if this plant, if say you do the cuttings on there aren't going to be able to take up the fertilizer until they really start, you know, developing a root.
Right.
And like I said, that could take a while. So once they start developing roots, that's when you might look at like a succulent fertilizer. It's a very low dose of fertilizer. But honestly, that could not, that might be April at this point.
April, okay.
All right. Because usually this time of year, anyways, the plants are trying to go a little bit more dormant, trying to relax a little bit. You don't need as much water, so we're not trying to push growth. So you really don't have to fertilize right now.
Okay, fine. Okay. I do have one other question. And
sure.
I'm kind of weird. I got two pots back in July, and they're called fry. Oh, it's a good word. K-A-L-A-N-C-H-O.
Okay, so Kalanchoe?
Yeah, and right now, I guess I must have been fertilizing these without realizing it. They're both in bloom. And
yeah.
I don't know, is that hot or is that normal?
That's normal. This is the time of year. They're actually the people will call it two things, Kalanchoe or Kalanchio. And they bloom at Christmas time. It's another alternative for plants, like a flowering plant at Christmas. So they're definitely, it's definitely fine for them to be doing what they're doing.
Do they bloom twice a year? Because I got this in July for my birthday, and they were both in bloom.
Yep. So it will, because it was probably, it could have been forced into that earlier.
Oh, okay. Yep.
But it will rebloom next season. Next year for you again. Just keep it in a sunny window at this time. You could probably repot it maybe. Take a look at the root system. Kind of put your fingers through the base of the plant and flip it over. Pull the pot off. See if it has how the root system is. If it's got a really wound root system, that would be the time you could repot it. And help it for the next season. But I wouldn't do that now. I'd wait till it's done flowering.
Right. And when would you start fertilizing that plant?
At this point, you don't have to do anything for a while, because you're not going to push a lot of anything with the flowers. The flowers are already there. So wait until April.
April also. Okay, fine. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful all the time.
No problem, Joanne. You have a great rest of your day.
Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, a long time ago, I had sort of had a lot of success growing houseplants. Everything was lush and wonderful and... I don't know. I seem to have lost the touch. So I have a rosemary and a bay laurel that I had the rosemary in the winter here last winter, put it outside for the summer, did clip some. It didn't go crazy or anything, but I did clip some rosemary to save, brought it back in, and the bay laurel I just got this year. And I don't know. It seems like the soil is always dry. So they're kind of hanging in there, but they're not all that happy. And I know you typically say, I mean, I stick my finger in to check the moisture. I know you say it's not a good time of year to give them any nutrients, but I'm not quite sure how to keep these going until spring.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things I might look at, and one of the reasons why I don't usually do a lot of fertilizing is because we want it to rest. But if there's an issue and it's not doing well, We got to look at how we can help fix it. And that's where you would use something along the lines of like Protolizer from Natural Alternative.
Yeah.
Right, so that Protolizer isn't a fertilizer. It's something that you would add to the water, and it's going to help the nutrients that are in the soil already get to the plant a little more and help keep it strong during those winter months. So this might be the ideal time to have that to use to help build the strength back, build it just in general for the plant, so that it can, really keep going for you. Now, we want to make sure that it stays away from like drafts or, or even like a heat. Like heat from from the heater, because that can be too much as well. So it's kind of, we're looking for the best scenario where it's not going to be in a draft from a window, but it kind of wants the window for the sunlight because it will take, full sun or partial shade. But the thing is we don't, a lot of our windows might have some heating systems near them. So it's kind of hard to say to put it there. So let's do this. So I'm going to hit a break here. Let me give you some more information on what else you can be doing during the winter months here to help keeping that Bayloral going. All right?
Okay.
So hang tight.
All right.
Everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Willstop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Willstop.
Esfoma, the company that makes holytone and plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GZN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GZNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to a bay laurel and what to do on the inside, right, when it's indoors. We're looking for an area that's going to get a decent amount of sun, but it's going to stay away from heating area, heating ducts, and a draft in a window. So got to make sure it's all good for that. As far as watering, you had said it seems to be dry a lot. Is that correct?
Well, both the bay laurel and the rosemary, I think both of them don't have the best soil.
Okay.
The soil they came in, and the bay laurel is super lightweight, so I will, and it's dry. I don't know. It doesn't seem to hold much moisture at all, and
that,
put it in the sink, let the water run in, let it run out, let it dry, but it's very dry, and it's so lightweight.
That might actually mean that it's too pot-bound to hold the moisture, because the thing about a bay laurel is we don't want it to completely dry out all the time. The roots can be pretty shallow.
Okay.
And there could, frequent, more often waterings might have to happen. But what I would look at doing is the same type of thing take the plant, put your hand through the base so it kind of holds the plant in place, and flip it over if you can, because I know some of those, depending upon how big they are, right? Pull the pot off slowly to see if the roots are circling, right?
I can see some roots coming out of the bottom.
So I would repot it. That's going to also help it. And you're looking for just a regular container type soil, an indoor soil.
Yeah.
Adding that's going to help get it so it doesn't dry out as quickly. But you also got to realize, too, the roots are very shallow. There's not a lot to them. So you might have to water a little bit more, but this is going to help it so it doesn't get to the point where it's either watered or dry, right? We're trying to get that in between. We don't want it to stay too wet because that can cause some root rot. But we don't want it to dry out so constantly. We don't want it to get to the point where it's so dry that it's just pulling for water at all times, because that could be one of the reasons why it gets affected so much. And I would do the same thing with the rosemary.
Okay.
Is check it out, replant it if possible. And then, you know, it doesn't need a lot of fertilizer right now. I wouldn't think about fertilizing it until maybe April at this point.
Okay.
But watering, just keep up with the watering so it doesn't get to the point where it's so dry, it almost, the soil kind of moves from the sides of the pot. We're not looking to get to that dry.
Well, I'm glad. I wondered if it would be okay to repot them this time of year, because neither one of them are very happy, and they dry out, but I don't want to overwater them, so I like this.
I think it'll definitely help you. I think it definitely will help you get that that plant to the next level.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it'd be nice if they live through the winter, because they don't look like they're
good. Well, so I think the repotting at first might seem like it's not doing anything, but just give it a little bit of time. You know, that new soil that you're going to put in there, what I would suggest doing is watering the soil before you plant it, right? So that way it's not looking for water already. If the moisture's kind of there, and when you go to water it, the soil's not like raising to the top. We're wanting it to be around the rest of the plant. And so I think that by doing this, by the new pot, watering that is going to get you longer on the plant. I think it'll help it.
Awesome. So I should water the soil with some fertilizer?
Just water the soil first, just with water.
Okay.
Once it's get into the plant and it's starting to get established a little bit, that's when I would use the fertilizer.
Okay, great.
Ready?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great one.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I know I do have a couple more calls on the line. We'll try to get those all answered for you. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been a professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use a new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA News update. The man suspected of murdering 4 University of Idaho college students will likely waive extradition. Washington State University graduate student Brian Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania. His extradition hearing attorney has revealed that he will most likely waive his right to extradition, meaning he can be transported back to Idaho immediately. Prosecutors say Koberger's DNA was recovered at the off-campus house where 4 students were stabbed to death in November. Pope Francis will preside over the funeral of former Pope Benedict XVI. The Vatican announcing the 95-year-old former pontiff died Saturday at his home in a former monastery in Vatican City. Officials say Benedict's body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica on Monday so that mourners can pay their respects before his funeral on Thursday. It was anything but a calm New Year's Eve celebration in New York's Times Square. 3 police officers were attacked and a suspect shot. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy's in Cape Cod.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi. I just sent you an email. I probably sent it to the wrong address. I thought I sent it to you last weekend for your other show, and I didn't. I sent it to myself. Huh. So I don't know how I did that, but I'm on the Cape, and I don't have the internet down here. But anyhow, I'm talking about a tree. I sent you pictures of a tree.
Yep, I just opened it up.
And it looks like that bark is coming off all the way around.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if there was anything we could do about it. I was going to, it's actually in my a boyfriend's backyard, and the tree is over 50 years old.
Yeah, I can see. Now, the one thing I'm nervous about is a lot of that bark looks like it's coming off on the sides, but there looks like there could have been some damage underneath it, especially really close to the base. What I'd be looking at doing is kind of scratching the lower part there and seeing if there's any way to, like, see if there's any tunneling. It almost looks like a borer was part of this. Okay. That could have caused some damage. Being so close to the ground, I'm nervous that it could start to rot out, and that's kind of what looks like at the base of this picture. There's a lot of, like, black, and it looks like it's rotting on the lower parts here. So I'd look to see if you know, are seeing any tunneling under there. I'd try to clean it off, maybe scrape it off a little bit. You could look to use like a pruning sealer once you've cleaned it off, to try and seal that in there. But the thing is, with such a rip in the bark, any insects that are in there currently right now are going to be stuck in there. If you were to spray that, it's hard to tell if it's really going to make it. My biggest concern is how low it is on the ground, on the base of it, right? If this was higher up, maybe like further up towards some branching, might not be bad, but this looks like it might be some sort of borer kind of got in there, beat the plant up a little bit. Your best bet on this might be to get an arborist to come out and see if there's anything that they could do to try and save it.
Okay.
But I'm really looking at it and saying, with all that black on the bottom, it's oozed out a lot of its sap. It doesn't look good to me. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
But that's why I was saying maybe have an arborist come out, because they can actually like touch and feel the plant and see what's going on. The other thing is, how was the leafing of the plant this year? Was it full leaf or was it only partial?
I don't think we really were studying it because we didn't.
Yeah, obviously.
But I didn't notice anything
different.
Wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't drastic anyway.
Okay. So the reason why I ask is, say you notice that one side didn't have as many leaves on it as the other, then it might be showing you a little bit that this side's not doing well, which means the root system on that side isn't doing well. So I'd hate for it to like blow over in a storm. That's kind of where I was going with it, right? Because it looks like it's right next to a house or a garage, shed, one of those things. I don't want it to fall on the house for you. So that's why I'm thinking best bet is to have an arborist come out, see if there's anything they can do with it other than cutting it down.
Yeah.
Because this would be like a perfect plant for, a nor'easter to come through and hit, break it.
Yeah.
And that's what's making me nervous, because it's not your normal stretching of the plant, like a water stretch. This could have been a borer in there. Could have been some sort of other damage. Maybe it got struck by lightning, but it would have been more black.
Oh.
You would have had more black on the bark around it. It looks like, actually, now that I look at the top, it looks like it starts out from where a branch once was. And it was opened up, and that could be a borer getting into that area. So I would definitely, like I said, try to get an arborist in there to see if there's anything they can do other than cut it down, because I'm not sure that's going to be the case.
Okay. I also have a question. You were talking about Calanthoes.
I have
this tiny, tiny little one. It's in a pot. I've never seen such a small pot. It's like 2 inches in diameter.
Yep.
And it's got a small little branch and then a much taller one. And I wanted to cut the taller one. Would that give me 2 shoots?
It might. But, take that taller piece and maybe use it as a cutting.
I definitely do that. Yeah.
And, I would look at, to be honest with you, upgrading the pot a little bit too.
Oh yes, I plan to do that too.
Maybe go to like a 4-inch so it'll get a little bit bigger, but you can definitely prune that out. That's not a problem.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you, Nancy. You have a great rest of the day and Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. I know we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tim is in Martha's Vineyard.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. Well, I have a question. It's like that. What is it? Reminds me of that Japanese of miniature trees and things. Anyway, my sister has had, I brought an orange tree.
Okay.
Out to my sister's in California and repotted in a larger pot, and it's still growing and producing oranges, and I'm surprised it's been there in the pot for about 20 years. She says she takes a knife every now and then and goes around the perimeter of the pot and cuts the roots and sometimes prunes the prunes the top of it.
Yep.
And I don't know if, I guess you can do this with many plants and it just sits in the pot. It doesn't, it seemed to hurt it. And, could you do this with a lot of plants? It just stays in the pot.
Well, you could leave it in the pot. Definitely. You could definitely leave it in the pot. You know, what she's doing is root pruning to stimulate some new growth on there. So that could be what, you know, what's helping it be so successful because it's having a little bit of a boost from somewhere, right? So I think that's part of it. But you can leave plants in containers and have success. I mean, you know, you've already said it with that, with the orange plant, but, you know, people have Christmas cactus in containers, obviously, for years. I mean, there are people who I've sent, have sent me photos of Christmas cactus that are like 50 plus years.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, it definitely can happen.
Same pot.
Yeah, no, once it gets to a certain point, it doesn't need to, it doesn't always need to be repotted all the time. When it gets to a certain point, the roots are just going to be the root system, right? You know,
where
you also got to realize, you know, take a look at if it's going to be in the house, you're not going to want to put it in like a 30 gallon pot because you won't be able to move it around if necessary to water it, all those things. So it's definitely something that can be done. I see no problem in that.
Okay. Well, that's
all right.
That's great. It's been, I thought she would put it in the ground, let it spread out and grow, but it's, I'm just surprised. It seems to be still healthy and it fertilizes now and then, and it's been the same pot for 20 years. So
yeah, it's got its own little ecosystem built into it right there, so it doesn't necessarily have to do anything. It knows what it's got. And with the root pruning, it kind of pushes the roots back in towards the center to fill in that area. But I don't see it as a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. It keeps it keeps everything in a smaller footprint and allows you to keep that plant longer.
Uh-huh. So cut roots just stay in there and rot. And
well, they don't rot. What'll happen is that so you cut them in half, and now they're going to shoot out runners multiple ways, and they're not going to just rot because they're still attached to the plant. And
well, the ones that she cuts them, the cut part.
Yeah, so a lot of them can just be intertwined into the rest of it. Yeah, you're going to have some that you cut that aren't going to be attached, but that's okay. They're just going to decompose, like you were saying, into the plant and just and stay. You're going to have enough of the actual roots being fine in there, and I see no problem.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. It's
perfect.
Pretty convenient. Don't have to repot it all the time, bigger pot, and then what you do. Okay, thank you.
All right, Tim, you have a great rest of your day, and Happy New Year.
You too. Yeah, thank you. Happy 23.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. About 15 minutes left in the show. I just want to go back to the website that I was talking about earlier, buynhseedlings.com. I mean, they're really super inexpensive. They're not going to be huge, but they're seedlings for a couple dollars. I mean, I'm looking at this and saying, all right, I got to make sure I remember this website. So this spring, when I go to plant some things, I can do a bunch. Because there's white pines here for 50 cents. They're seedlings. Not a lot to it. So I might just have to do it. Anyways, again, that website is buynhseedlings.com. It's the New Hampshire State Forest Nursery. They've been doing this since 1910. So we're at 123 years. This is the 123rd year, so good opportunity to take a look. They even have some packages, a Christmas tree sampler, native package, pollinator package, wetlands package, all over the place. Definitely worth taking a look at. And, you know, very inexpensive,
But they're seedlings. Remember that. So you're going to need to get them into soil, get them taken care of. I wouldn't, you know, you can order them now, get them into some pots, keep them in a sunny window. But I'm going to do it for this spring. Because some of these plants that I want, they are out of stock and they want you to check back in the spring. Like the concolor fir that we were talking about earlier, definitely want some of those. They have Fraser firs. Definitely love to have a couple of those. So take a look. You know, if you're looking at that Christmas tree sampler, it's, where is it here? I think it's five different varieties. So a balsam fir, Fraser fir, Douglas fir, Norway spruce, and white spruce. Five of each of them for $40. So that's pretty good. Not going to lie. Anyways, we'll be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show. So stay tuned for that. For everybody else, phone number for next week or later, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show and start off 2023 on a bright note. All right, stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just a couple minutes left, so we'll wrap up the show. A few good calls today, and speaking of that, we do have another call, so I want to get to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Rita's in Marston Mills.
Rita, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good. I started a Honeycrisp apple tree from seed. I had it in a little pot, and then I moved it to a large cat litter container.
Okay.
It's about 6 years old. I put it in the ground last year. I was afraid to, anytime I put levonorgan into something, it dies. Well, the rabbits ate it that fall. It made it come back thick and bushy. What kind of soil should it be in? It's kind of in an area where a pine tree dropped down and left all this open space.
Well, it doesn't want as, you know, we're not looking for a very acidic soil, and that's what might have in that area.
Okay.
So, you know, a well-drained soil would be good. What I would look at doing is adding some compost, any type of compost over the top and kind of mixing it in.
Okay.
Building, you know, just building the organic matter and material that's in there is going to be beneficial long term for the plant. You could also look at fertilizing this spring with a tree tone.
Then I have another question.
Sure.
When do I splice it? Because I was told it won't make any apples unless I splice it with another tree.
Well, so what type of apple was it?
Honeycrisp apple seed. I'm very proud of it.
So you need to get a pollinator for that, right? So that the Honeycrisp pollinator, I'm looking it up right now because there are so many different styles. I want to make sure we get you the right one here.
And it has to be, like, effortless. I love my things. I had yellow raspberries, black ones, red ones, but they're all on their own.
Okay. Well, so
44 years, my raspberries, I've moved from every place I've lived and kept them with
me. Well, so nice, easy apple that you might be able to add to the mix, because you need to have another apple tree there. Be like a Fuji apple, Pink Lady, Macoon apple might be nice. Those three are considered pollinators for the Honeycrisp. And the only way you're going to get the fruit is if they have that pollinator, and that's what that's going to do for you. So I would look to get that this spring, honestly. The sooner you get it, the better. Obviously you can't put it in the ground right now. Even though the ground is probably thawed right now, we don't want to put it in the ground.
Oh, no. All right, I have other questions I'll ask you another time, but your day is ending and mine is now beginning.
Perfect. All right, you have a great one, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. All right. Our show, just a couple minutes left. Appreciate all the calls today. It's weird. It's 51 degrees and sunny, and it's January 1st. I mean, this is supposed to be like a cold day, right? We'll see. We'll see what happens, but there's some cold towards the end of the week that, could slow down the growth that we're seeing out there. You know, make sure, if you haven't already, protect your plants. If you're taking down that Christmas tree today and you want to add some extra protection to your plants, I'd love for you to just cut all the branches and throw them on top of your plants, right? Add it to the covering for the protection. That way your plants can survive a lot longer for you. So definitely something that I'd be looking to do with it, and no waste to it as well. So we got less than 45 seconds left. I do wish everyone a happy new year and a prosperous new year, and hopefully you get to enjoy family this year, enjoy each other, and so that you can be able to be successful with yourself, with others. Being with family is a huge thing for me. I said it last week, but in the next couple weeks, my family's growing from 4 to 5 with a new girl on the way. So hopefully she'll be here soon. But hope you get to enjoy this new year. We will be here next week. So until then, be good to each other. Get out there. Or in there and plant something. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.